Welcome to another edition, an episode of Feral and Fabulous. I have a friend of the podcast back again, Kelly Pearson with Hello. Chicago Title. I am so excited to have you back on the podcast. Yay!
Thank you for having me.
No, I'm super, super excited to have you back. And I have so many questions that I want to ask, and some of them relate to the last time you were on the podcast. But I will say, the way we kind of ended the last podcast, you had actually gone to jail for me.
Yes.
And you know, what can I say? I mean, who can say they have a title rep that has gone to jail for them? You know what I mean? What agent has that kind of, you know, hookup, if you will? So all I'm going to say is that, you know, I was really appreciative that you went to jail for me, but I was glad that it ended with a prison break. So,
yeah.
I mean, everything I think on that transaction ended up good and all that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And it was fun.
Yeah. And I think that you also talked about, I mean, you always have crazy stuff going on in your life. So before we dive into the title stuff, I want to know what else has been going on that's crazy in your world. Like, what's, you know, what's up with you?
All the things.
And life.
Where should we start?
I don't know. You tell me. I want to know what's going on with Kelly Pearson.
Well, I got a new neighbor.
Oh, you got a new neighbor.
Yes.
Okay.
We got a new neighbor about a month ago.
How long have you been there?
13 years.
Okay. So a long time. Okay.
So we're like the OGs.
Okay. Understand.
The end of the cul-de-sac.
Okay.
Yeah. We run the show. I'm on the HOA board.
Okay. Have you and Graham been married 13 years?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I did not remember
that. So the neighbors on one side live in Mexico.
Okay.
They only come in at Easter.
Sure.
Which is, they're great. Keep up with the house. It's awesome. The other side used to be this sweet German lady. She passed away. Loved her though. She was great.
Yeah.
Gunda. Shout out to Gunda. Prayers up for Gunda.
Yes.
But so this new couple moves in.
Okay.
And
how recently?
Maybe about a month ago.
Okay. So this is pretty fresh. Okay.
And they are anti cars in the garage.
Okay.
And I can't handle it.
Okay. So they have a lot of cars?
They have three cars.
Okay. Okay.
And mind you, this is a small driveway.
Okay.
And they have this little pinche car. It is so annoying. It is so awful. And so every morning they're playing.
They have to play.
What is that?
Like, musical cars.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it is.
I understand.
So frustrating. The other thing that's annoying, they have a super nice Cadillac, super nice Mercedes. So I'm like, put them in the garage.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Put them in the garage.
Yeah.
But the Mercedes, they park like 4 feet off of the, or it's blocking, it's out from the driveway, like 4 feet into the street.
Oh, it's into the cul-de-sac or it's into the, oh, wow. Okay.
I've got two kids who want to be riding their bikes.
Right.
They're
Exactly. Exactly.
But they wear helmets.
Okay.
So
okay.
Matt does not think they should. Yes. They do wear helmets.
Matt's quite a bit younger than me, but he's still of the generation where, you know, you just got to be like, tough and, you know, just take one for the team always, you know?
Well, we're getting some flood alerts.
Exactly. Spoiler alert, that we have massive flooding outside. So hopefully we will maintain our, you know, electrical power.
Hopefully we'll stay dry in here.
Exactly. To continue the podcast. Yeah. But anyway, okay. So
we have the parking issue.
Okay.
Which is, I mean, I guess it's not that big of a deal, but it annoys us.
It's annoying.
It's annoying.
No, I get it.
Secondly, they are putting their trash can directly in front of our house.
Interesting.
Like,
okay. Are you in a mandatory HOA?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And gated.
Okay. Well, then you probably could maybe do a little bit of something about this.
So this trash can is in front of our house.
Maybe you should suggest that they watch Feral and Fabulous, and that way maybe
we
can give them the message.
I know.
They can hear it directly.
Neighbors, I'm talking to you.
Exactly. Exactly. I love it.
So that's annoying.
Okay.
And they do it on trash day and recycle day. So that's 2 days a week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And they don't get home till later in the evening.
Yeah,
so it's sitting in front of our house.
Right. Right. No. Annoying.
I've like get rid of this?
Yeah.
And then the other thing is they've somehow, they've thinned out these red tip photinias in our backyard. And we can see in their house from our bathroom.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yes. So
why do you think they've thinned them out? That's even stranger.
I mean,
okay.
Maybe they want to look at us in our bathroom. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
What is it? Okay. Peeping Toms? Peeping Toms?
Yeah. Interesting.
So
okay.
It's just, it's annoying.
That does sound annoying.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's very annoying.
Well, so tell me, what all's been going on in the title world since we last talked? I mean, any new regulations, anything out there that you feel like the listeners should know, like if they're going to be doing a real estate transaction, like, or what has been something that you've dealt with that like caused a problem in a transaction that you didn't see coming? Anything like that?
Gosh, that's a good question.
I mean, have you guys had any more recent fraud?
You know, we've been very on top of that.
Oh, that's so great.
Very, very, very on top of that.
Yeah, because I continue to hear problems about it.
I just don't know how these escrow officers and assistants do it, because they have to assume that every single email they get is fraud.
Oh, I know. That's so true. And it's so scary.
I would need so much anti-anxiety medicine.
Yeah, like, yeah. Because you're talking about moving such huge amounts of money around.
Yes.
So to me, that's very scary.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Very unnerving.
So yeah, just constantly dealing with that, constantly dealing with just new systems. You know, now you have to turn in this form. Now you have to turn in this form. You have to log into this website, this password, da 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 da. Just, there's just so much changing.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm on the
other side of it, the marketing side. Yes. No, absolutely.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just, we actually hired a new assistant. This is crazy. So she's 23. She's super cute. But she's, I guess, of the generation.
Is she single?
I think she is.
Okay.
Well, oh, and Jackson. She's really, yes.
I'm just thinking, you know.
And she's actually pretty tall.
Baby giant. She's actually,
tall.
Yeah. She's tall?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
But not like,
okay.
You know how like, she's not too tall for
a
girl.
No.
She's like a good
tall. Jackson's like 6'8". So,
no, yes.
You know, I mean, she's not 6'8", I hope.
Yeah. No. Okay. We'll have to.
Okay. We'll have some coffee and talk.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I like it.
But she's of the generation, I guess, where keyboarding and like using a keyboard.
Okay.
Is not a thing.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Like she's.
Have y'all heard of this? Okay, producers, what is going on here?
No, it's 23-year-old. She's 23.
I know, I understand, but what are you talking about?
I guess in college.
I need to understand.
She went to college,
okay.
But I guess in college, I mean, you know, now you can just dictate.
You don't have a keyboard, and you're just.
Well, she does at Chicago Title. She has a keyboard now, but she's like having to learn how to use it.
And she's used to just dictating what she was.
Dictating or everything was on the iPad or her thumbs. But I think she was shocked that we were shocked.
Oh my gosh.
But I think that's the new wave coming. It's the
is
new.
Is she AI?
I guess.
I'm just wondering.
She might
is
be.
Is she really real? I don't know.
So yeah, that's, and then not, you know, the same group, not proficient with Word, Microsoft Word, Microsoft Excel. I mean, people don't need this or use this stuff anymore.
Yeah.
They don't do word art on PowerPoint.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh.
Those?
Yes. That's so crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's a whole new ball game.
Yeah. No, I just had Jackson on the podcast and we were talking about, you know, just the whole AI and his generation. He is, as he says, he's an elder Gen Z.
Okay.
And so definitely, I feel like the way they live their life is so different than how we grew up and how we were at that age. It's really kind of crazy.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Well, an AI example. So I have Pryor. She's in second grade. And they have a project due next week, which is so annoying. Like for a second grader, it's a parent project, obviously.
I was just going to say,
like,
so what are you doing for the project?
Yeah, well, I'm smart, and so I just used AI. So basically, they have to be the reading teacher. They have to read a book to the class.
Okay. The student
the
does.
The student.
Okay.
They can pick any book. And then they have to do an activity with the class, with the book. And so she's a really good reader. She's really smart. She picked The Jolly Postman It's this book about, you know, different letters. They write fairy tales and mail letters to each other.
Oh my gosh. That sounds like a movie. Wasn't there a movie?
I think so.
Something like that?
Matt would know.
I don't know. Seems like I remember something about a kitchen table or something. I don't know.
Interesting.
I think there was. I'm not sure.
We'll have to circle back on that one too at our coffee. But I'm like, you know, what activity do you want to do with the class? Like a word search, like what? And put it in AI and it does this whole worksheet, whole cute flyer. She's going to teach kids how to address an envelope, where to put the stamp.
Oh, wow.
Where the return address goes, yada, yada. We got some rumble in the jungle here.
Yes, there's quite the storms going on outside. I feel like we're in a bomb shelter right now, right? I know. I feel like there might be a tornado overhead. Somebody, hopefully, will hear this ring.
Yeah.
We'll have an alert.
And then they printed out another worksheet of like decorate your own stamp. Oh, you know, sweet. So you could do hockey or you could do whatever.
Whatever.
But I'm like, I took zero brain power from me.
Yeah.
Zero brain power from her.
Yeah.
The hardest part was printing out the 23 copies.
Right. Right.
For the class.
Did you print out color copies?
So at home, I would have printed black and white, but I sent it to Graham at work and was like, hey, can you print these in color?
To all of Graham's employer out there.
Ink is expensive.
I know. Just tell Graham's employer.
Yeah, sorry. He's worth it. He's worth it. It's fine.
Exactly.
It's fine. He's worth it. It'll be good.
Oh my gosh, that's hysterical.
But yeah, AI is just
a thing.
It's wild.
Yeah.
It is wild.
No, for sure.
And that's another thing with the whole anti-anxiety stuff. It's like, how do you know if this is real or this is
it
AI?
Live or is it Memorex? Yeah. No, I deal with that all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm always questioning whether something's really happening or is it something that's, you know, artificial that they've just put together.
Yes. Yeah. Well, there's that singer. I don't have my phone on me.
Which one?
There's this singer and my dad was listening to him, you know, on Apple Music. My dad's like, man, this guy's great. Like, oh, loving him. And we look him up and we're like, Murph.
No.
It's a whole AI fake dude persona.
What?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes. And my dad's like,
Oh, my gosh.
It's a little freaked out.
No, that is so. And you know what? Real artists have to be a little freaked about that because now they're going to be competing with AI musicians and artists and stuff like that. And except that. Well, I guess they could even pull it off. What is it called when you have their image on stage, a hologram?
Oh, yes.
I mean, is
that
going to be
Michael Jackson one?
Is that going to be what it comes down to? I mean, I don't know. I mean,
that's weird.
That is totally weird. I hadn't even thought about that.
Have you heard the Shifty Brent record?
No.
I think Shifty Brent or Brent Shifty.
No.
I've heard Shifty.
It's like a, how would I describe it? Like a soul singer.
Oh, wait, that's what this one is the soul singer that my dad likes.
And it's really, I mean, it's amazing. It's really good. Like, kind of like got the smoother version of James Brown.
Oh, okay, wow. I think this might be the one
that
my dad.
The album
gosh.
Is 50 Cent songs.
Then that's not my dad.
But you would never know it if you listened to the record.
Really? And it's AI?
Yeah, and it's all 50 Cent.
Oh, I love
50 Cent. And it's 100% fake. It's amazing. It's a great record. Like, I listened to it.
And what is it? Shifty
Brent?
Oh, my gosh.
Shifty Brent?
Or Brent Shifty? I have it on my phone. I can look it up.
We need to find out about this because if it sounds like 50 Cent, I love 50 Cent.
But maybe this needs to be the background.
You don't know it's 50 Cent, but like all of a sudden you're like, wait, these lyrics sound a little bit familiar
but
to me.
Is 50 Cent?
I think he's part of it. I think he has something
You can't
to do with
tell
it.
Me that the album's 50 Cent and he doesn't know about it, right? I would think that he has all the rights
to
it.
Yeah, he would own all the publishing to the lyrics and everything. So, you know, he's going to make money either way.
How do you say Shifty 50 Cent?
Yeah, Shifty 50.
But it's amazing.
He's Fitty. Soul and jazzy. Yeah, 50.
But it's not him singing.
No, it's AI.
It's completely AI.
And he's like soul jazzing, find me into club.
Yeah. talking about getting shot, but you know, it's this soul guy thinking about getting shot, and you're like, yeah. Wow, that sounds convincing. And like they have AI images of the guy, so you think see him yeah. and you think about it.
Oh.
Isn't that listen. A lyric to 50? It's like I
find me in the club.
Took a cap in the.
Oh yes.
You know, like it.
Yeah, he talks about getting shot because he was.
Yeah, but what's that lyric? What's that lyric? I think he took a cap, like popping a cap. You know.
Things I never thought I'd hear Kim say.
That's my alter ego. Popping you know. A cap. I think I'm gonna come back as a rapper.
I love it.
I love me some rap. So that's so crazy. Okay, I'm going to have to check that out. And we're going to have producers, y'all are going to have to look into that. We're going to have, maybe we're going to have Shifty on the podcast. I want to know that more about awesome. This. Yeah, that would be super cool. So, well, speaking of artists and concerts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
In real life, who do you like?
Well, actually, next Monday or May 10th.
Okay.
We're going to Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, awesome.
In Austin.
Awesome.
Yes. So that'll be fun.
Okay, bring that's back the awesome.
Old, oh, I have a good story about that.
Yeah, do tell.
I don't think I told it on the last one.
I don't remember it, but then there's been a lot of tequila in the meantime. True. So I don't know. There may be more. I think I need another shot. Today's going to be one of those days between the thunder, the rumblings, you know.
I love it.
Yeah.
So Graham and I don't know if we were married yet, but we were seeing Tom Petty at the Woodlands.
Okay.
And ZZ Top was opening.
You got to see Tom Petty before he passed.
Yeah. I did. Yeah, yes. Yeah,
yeah. Cool.
And ZZ Top was opening.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And
what a ticket.
I know. We were just doing the lawn or whatever.
Yeah.
And so this was back in the day when like you'd go get a Sonic drink and pour, you know, like vodka into your blue Hawaiian.
Little Tito's.
Yes.
Little Tito's in the Sonic.
Sonic drink.
Yep.
And so we had like a big clear flask, you know, the plastic big ones.
That you can see through?
Yes.
Okay. You just said it was water?
Well, so this was also before the clear bags and all that stuff.
Yeah, all so those
policies.
I was like,
okay, Graham, let's just bring it. We must have been like really cheap or something, but I was like, let's just bring it to the show and I'll put it in my bag, in my purse, in the side zipper part.
Okay.
And I was like, we'll go to a guy and they never check. Oh, they'll never ask to unzip my side part because that's, you know, like you can just hide stuff in there.
Sure.
So we're like in
except
line.
On the x-ray.
Yeah, true. Well, this was before x-ray. Okay. This was before all this.
Okay, got it.
In the good old days.
Yeah,
you know?
The good old days. Isn't that the truth?
And so we're waiting in line and we have our Sonic drinking or whatever. And it's finally our turn. And the first thing the guy says to me is, can you unzip your side part? And I'm like,
oh my gosh.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, sure. So I unzip it and they take out this flask this big, you know, with the silver top.
Yes. And what did he do with it? Drink it?
No. Oh. And he was like, what is this? And I don't know what came over me, but I said, oh, that's my insulin. And he was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I think if you were that bold to come up with a statement so confidently that it was your insulin, that he's probably like, I'm not messing with that.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it, but I understand that insulin is a serious thing.
Yeah.
And if you need it and it's in this flask, I'm not stopping you from getting it. I don't want to be the one that 911 gets called over.
Yes.
A flask full of insulin.
Graham said that's when he knew he was going to marry me because of how quick-witted I was.
Oh, my gosh. Like, that's amazing. Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
That is hysterical. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And so we were buying, I think we were buying lemonades.
Oh, my gosh.
At
my age, I think I can get away with that. I can say everything is, you know, all of my stuff.
This is my insulin.
Enough
insulin to last me the next 6 months, but here I travel with it.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That is too funny.
That was a good concert.
Okay.
A good concert.
Okay. So you've got some good stuff coming up, too.
I guess last summer we went to Hootie. And the Blowfish.
Very
with my
cool.
parents in
Very
Nashville.
Cool. Okay. Oh, in Nashville. Very
yes.
cool.
Oh, and Collective Soul opened.
Oh, wow. So that was what a combo. Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
That was fun.
Yeah. Well, you know what we need to do this year? We need to do a group trip to Las Vegas.
Yes.
Like all of us.
Yes.
The producers. I mean, the whole, like, it needs to be a thing.
We need to figure that out.
Yeah, yeah. Let's look at some dates. Because that's, you know, have y'all been back to Vegas?
We just went in January. Okay. But since then, no.
Okay. Okay.
But I had to turn in my taxes from 2025. I hit a slot machine.
Oh,
and cool. I had to get a W-9.
Ooh,
I know.
Isn't that fun?
It was fun.
I know. I love that. Yeah. It's not a good trip unless you have several of those. Honestly.
I know. Yeah. But yeah, so when we had to do our taxes, I was like, oh, I actually have a gambling, W-9 to turn in.
I have a friend. I won't out them on the podcast, but his wife has been on the podcast. Anyway.
Oh.
So you're going to have to figure that out. But in one trip to a casino, and I'm going to have to check with him. I think he got 22. Is it 1099s? Or is it a W? What is it?
Yeah, it's or W-2.
W-2?
Is it W-2?
I think it's a W-2. Is it a W-2?
I think it's a W-2.
Anyway.
Right?
It's like
an income one,
I'm
whatever.
So used to, I'm an agent, so I think 1099, you know, yeah. but it's probably a W-2.
I think. Right?
You would think I would know, but he got 22 of those in one, like, 2-day gambling trip. Yeah. Now, this was in Kickapoo.
I've never been there.
It was a trip to Kickapoo. I haven't been in years, but can you imagine winning 22 jackpots in probably a 48-hour span?
I mean, did they red flag him?
No. It was like lightning in a bottle. Like literally, if he bumped into a slot machine, paying out. I mean, it was crazy. And these were good jackpots. I mean, because at the time, I know the rules have changed. I can't remember how much it is now, but it used to be that if you won over, I think, $1,100, I think you got a whatever it is, a W-2.
Yes. I think it's like
2,000. I think it went, didn't it go to 2,000? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think so.
So
yeah.
Anyway, it's now, I think, moved
to
2,000.
I'll take 1,100. No, I'll take whatever.
But he did that 22 times. Crazy, right?
And so
some people just have that magic touch, you know? He was super lucky.
That is amazing.
So you got your W-2 or 1099 or whatever it was.
Well, I was confused because I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting there and I was by myself because I think they were all playing blackjack and I was at Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
And
Wheel of Fortune.
I love Wheel of Fortune. Yeah. It goes off, you know, and I was like, and then it just keeps going. And I was like, oh, okay.
How much did you win?
I think, this was last year and I won like $1,526.
Okay.
And I think I had put in, I bet, you know, $2 or whatever.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
And so next thing you know, this man comes up. I was at Venetian. This man comes up to me and he's like, da, 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 da. Okay, I need your ID and I need your social security number. Yep. And I did not know this was a thing. And
he just has
a post-it note that he was going to write my social security number.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah, no, you have to give it to him.
Yeah. So I asked the guy next to me. He was wearing all Texas Tech gear. And I was like,
so you trusted him.
I was like, hey, is this?
But not as much if he'd had Texas.
Right, exactly. Yes.
If he had UT on, then it was the truth.
Yes.
But Texas Tech, maybe.
I was like, okay.
50-50.
So I was like, 50-50. Do I give him my info? And he was like, yes, you do. Yes. So, anyways.
So you did?
And then
you got the payout?
And then I got, yes.
Okay.
It's great.
Cool. So, well, all right. So it's on you.
We need a plan.
Yes. Well, you're the marketing rep.
Yes.
You are the best marketing rep in town.
Oh,
so
thank you. You
will just have to put it all together and let us know when it is and we'll have to figure it out.
Let's do it.
Cool. All right. Well, I'm going to shift gears back over to title.
Oh, yeah. The most exciting topic.
Exactly. But I want to know, what changes have there been in the title industry? Because I know there's been several. I mean, didn't they just adjust? They adjusted the rates that they charged.
So the title rates, yes.
Yeah.
They dropped.
Talk about that.
Yeah. Well, all I know is it affects my commission.
Yeah. Exactly. But the good news but is the good for news sellers, exactly, they pay less.
Exactly. Yeah. Your title insurance cost went down.
Yes. Another incentive to sell.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, you'll see some significant, I mean, depending on the price of your house, so that, you know.
Sure.
Some they're savings. Directly correlated, right? Okay. You'll yes. see some savings, so that's yes. good.
Yes.
I'm trying
it's
to think
it's not
what
exactly
else.
Linear, though. People think that they think that, oh my gosh, you know, if the house is a lot higher dollar, you know, value, right. that it's going to be a crazy. But
there's a whole formula.
There is a formula, mm-hmm. and it's not linear. It's not like
right, you know. Correct.
So it kind of like goes like. This
yes
and gently kind yes. of slips up
so. And we have a whole title rate sheet online if okay. anyone wants to see that.
Okay, cool. How do they check it, that out?
So it'll be on our website. You can just type in, what is it, CTIC dot I don't know. just on your browser, type in Chicago Title San Antonio.
All I have to know is I just call Kelly.
Yes, yes. Chicago Title San Antonio.
Kelly Pearson.
And you'll get the rate sheet. And the interesting thing is that will be the same rate sheet you will see across Texas, no matter
okay.
where you so, are. Yeah. The rate is set. It's not going to change.
It's set by the Board of Insurance, right?
Yes.
For Texas?
Yes.
And it's per state.
Correct.
Yeah. Right.
And the only difference you'll see is the escrow fee.
Okay.
Some people bundle in all of the, you know, couriers okay. and all recording fees, all of that. Some yeah. don't. So
tell me a little bit about, and this is something that a client asked me just recently. She said, what is a title plant?
Oh,
and a lot
yeah.
of people are like, what, there's a plant? What is a plant?
Yes.
And so they don't understand what a title plant is. So I think if yes. you would talk about that a little bit, I think that would be cool.
So we actually used to do field trips to ours, which is...
Why don't you do those anymore?
Do you want
it?
To?
I don't know. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think yeah. for newer agents, I mean, I've seen one, so I know what it is.
Right.
But I think when I was first in it, I was like, that was this mysterious building.
It's,
I
yes.
don't know.
So it's almost, ours now is actually in our old, well, I guess it's... still our office, our Stone Oak office. Remember where
yes.
Todd used to be? In,
oh,
so
no,
that's
absolutely.
Our plant is that whole other side.
Which I just saw Todd recently.
Oh.
Yes, over at the, at your building.
Yes, yes.
Over there off of Anthem Parkway.
Yes.
Yes.
Anthem Parkway.
Yes.
But yeah, the title plant, basically that's where they do all the research. There are just file cabinets and file cabinets and file cabinets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Deeds and documents.
Yeah.
And all the things you could ever
yeah.
be interested in or not be interested
it
in.
It feels, you know what, but to me, title plants feel historical.
Yes.
It feels very like you're just in like sacred ground
yes.
in some ways, mm-hmm. you know, because many times it is sacred ground that they're, you know, doing title
yeah.
work on.
And it's really interesting how quickly, you know, I can send someone an address.
Yeah. I know.
And how quickly they can find.
I know.
The info, whether it's in the computer, that's not as impressive, but if we only have paper documents,
you guys
it
are
is
fast.
Wild.
No, you guys are
they
super
are
fast. Is it because Chicago Title has their own plant or does that matter?
Yes.
Okay. Because I feel like you guys are super fast and this is, I'm going to do a little commercial because no, it's so true. I feel like literally Chicago Title is super fast on everything.
Oh, yay.
So I just, good. Yeah, I mean, well, you're an amazing title rep, but
well,
Chicago
you.
Title is an amazing title company. So I love it.
Yeah. So we have our own plant, local.
Yes, exactly.
And so
exactly.
it makes a huge difference.
Right.
That's why if you have out of county stuff,
right.
it takes a little bit longer.
Sure.
We'll have to
because
use their
you have
plant.
To. Exactly.
They're going to be, you know.
And they take a 4-hour break for lunch.
I was just going to say that.
No, absolutely.
Yep.
And that's yep. after they had their, you know, doctor's appointment for the toe fungus.
Correct.
So.
Yes. But yes, that's so true.
And the children of the corn.
Yes.
Whatever. Yeah. No, it's definitely a thing.
So that's, yeah. But we can always handle out of county.
Okay. Yes. No, absolutely. I'm
always
need
happy
you guys.
To do that.
Yes,
but.
Absolutely.
We're on their time frame.
Understand.
Which is a little different.
No, I understand. But at least. You guys are on fast timelines, so I know that you'll get it as fast as you can
yes.
from the, you know, toothpick
exactly.
picker.
Exactly.
So, yeah, no, very,
title
very
plant.
Cool.
We'll have to,
maybe,
maybe
we
I'll
do,
yeah, maybe yeah. I do like a,
I think that
happy
might be
hour
fun.
At the plant.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Or something. Yes. Exactly. Before we go to Vegas.
Yes. Yes.
I think a tidal trip. You know,
it's kind of like a
trip.
Ghost tour. Maybe we could do like some kind of cool. Oh my gosh. You know.
But think about it: a tidal plant and a ghost tour. I know. Because there could be people that are still lingering with their property that they don't want to let go all these years. You know, I think there might be something to that.
I'll look into this.
Okay, I'm a fan. I think this is a good idea that we have.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Okay. So I've got another question for you. If you, and I think you've been born in San Antonio, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you're born and bred. If you could live anywhere else, because I love San Antonio. So obviously I've been here. I mean, not my whole life. I wasn't born here, but I got here as fast as I could, like first grade.
Yes.
But if you could pick someplace else to live, where would that be?
Oh, that's tough.
Do you even know?
At first, you know, when I lived in Austin, I was like, I'm never leaving because I loved the downtown walking
lifestyle. Is
that
from being in school?
Yes.
Okay. So you had a great college experience and you loved Austin. Okay.
Loved it.
Okay.
But I don't think I'd want to live there.
Yeah. Oh, me either.
I think if I was staying like in the U.S., maybe San Diego.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I can do the beach. It's beautiful.
Yes.
I can go to San Francisco. Yes. I can go to the wine country.
Yes.
Close to Vegas.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, I'm vibing with that as well.
Close to Mexico.
Yes. You kind of, the trifecta. Yeah. You
kind of
have
a good hub.
It is a good hub. That's a great. Yeah.
Okay. And it's an easy flight to San Antonio.
Yeah. Would Graham be on board for that?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Cool. I mean, he wants to like move to Port Aransas.
Oh, hey, Graham, I gotcha.
He wants to.
No, seriously.
He wants to just fish all day.
I know,
sit on the
right?
beach.
No, Dave and I were just talking about that. I love Port Aransas. That's like my home away from home.
My cousin just built a house at Palmilla.
Really?
And it's gorgeous.
Oh my gosh.
So nice.
Oh, how cool.
And it's nice to just have that to get away, you know?
Yes, exactly.
Quick
For
drive.
Sure. Yes, all of that.
It's great.
All of that. Cool.
But yeah,
cool,
San Diego.
Yes.
Where
I
would
love
you
it.
Pick? Do you know?
You know, I don't know, but this is going to be kind of crazy, but I kind of think it might be South Dakota, which is insane. I haven't really given this a lot of thought, but I kind of think it might be.
I like that.
Yeah, no, I mean.
It's a little out of left field, but I like it.
Dave, you know, was born and bred in, you know, South Dakota, and we've been back many times. I love it there. And of course, I used to make fun of him when we first met that I was like, do they have internet? You know, I was like, what happens in South Dakota? I'm afraid, you know, I thought there would be, you know, horse carriages and all that kind of stuff. And no, I love it there. And the weather in the winter is pretty brutal. Like they go into the negative, you know, 30 or whatever. So that would probably be very challenging. But I think the rest of it is pretty amazing. The air is so fresh and clean. And there's a vibe. We're going to have to make a trip there too.
Yes.
Because there's this place called Waldrug that is like amazing. Oh my gosh. I could spend days in Waldrug. They have everything. They have cowboy boots.
Ooh.
They have like dream catchers. They have chocolate fudge. They have like bison burgers.
So is it like
the
Buc-ee's
they have
of
ice
South
water.
Dakota?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh no. On steroids though. No. Buc-ee's
needs
nothing.
To take notes.
No. Buc-ee's. No. Waldrug is hold my beer. I mean, it is literally, I'm just saying, seriously, it is, Waldrug is like my spirit animal of shopping. It has everything you can imagine. I could just stay there for days.
Maybe we need to do a tour, a live tour.
Yes, they have Calamity Jane, you know, on a bench and you can sit next to her.
Oh no,
it's so cool. And of course, Deadwood is just, you know, a little bit away.
Yeah.
And so you can go and gamble in Deadwood. And so it's like the Vegas of the Prairie.
I love it.
So we need to go to Deadwood and that way we can experience, you know, the Vegas, but we can also experience South Dakota. And then we can even go by what's the monument that has, you know, Jefferson and Washington.
Oh, is Mount Rushmore
Thank
there?
You. Dave will be so mad at me.
I didn't know that was in South Dakota.
That's
Mount
such
Rushmore.
A blonde moment because Dave always says you're sandbagging. I'm like, no, I'm really that blonde. I'm really that dumb.
I'm with you.
He's trying to cover me with, you're sandbagging. And I'm like, no. I seriously am that dumb.
He's such a history buff, though. History is like.
Totally. Oh, my God. For sure. His for sure. Jam. No, he could be our tour guide.
Yes. Okay.
So we're down.
I'm down.
Okay. We've got it on record.
Where do you fly to?
Grand Rapids? Rapid City. No, sorry. Grand Rapids, Michigan. We actually used to have a property in Michigan.
And then Rapid City. Okay.
Yeah. Rapid City. We fly into Rapid City and you can't take Southwest. Southwest, I'm coming for you. You got to get you need to have port or whatever. Ports for ships, but anyway,
you've got it's all the same. It's whatever. All relative.
Airport, port, whatever. See, there's relative. Port in airport. Yep. So this was just, we're both having a blonde moment.
Did you ever make that relation? Really? It's the first time I've related those two. Okay. Makes sense.
Exactly. The only port that he was thinking of is like a port wine.
Oh, see, I was thinking that he's thinking of like a USB port. Yeah. There's lots of ports.
Yes. 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 Oh my gosh. Well, I am going to, we're going to wrap it up, but I am going to finish this with just recently we went on a trip to Vegas and Matt went along. Lupus Thunder was along with us. And there were Dave was sitting. We always sit across the aisle from each other on the plane. And so Dave was sitting next to a couple of guys. They were young. They were maybe in their 20s. And so
don't know how to keyboard.
No, they probably don't know how to keyboard.
Okay.
But they were talking. And at some point, Matt turned around. This is early in the flight. You turned around. And they're like, oh, you know him. And so Dave and I were like, yeah, that's Matt. And then I said, AKA Lupus Thunder. And the guy sitting next to Dave were like, he was in the Bloodhound Gang? And they're like, and I said, yeah, that's Lupus Thunder. And they're like, oh my God. They're getting on their phones and they're like, oh yes, they're texting all their friends. They're probably trying to get pictures of Matt from afar. And he's several rows up. But anyway, I was laughing. I was like, oh my gosh, this is hysterical. If I could get a video of them geeking out over that, I thought that was super cool. So anyway.
How awesome.
Yes. So we must take all of us, including Lupus Thunder, and Katie Rodriguez, our other producer, to the Deadwood / South Dakota, and have a whole, Vegas of the Prairies moment. So, okay.
Sounds
great.
You're
in charge.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Got it.
Well, thank you for being a friend of the podcast and for joining us again.
This is my favorite thing to do.
And now we're getting ready to start the next segment of the podcast. So I hope you're ready.
I'm ready.
We're probably going to have another shot. I may need three on board today. It's just, what can I say? It's a Friday and it's storming outside. So, you know.
You never know. Got to do what you got to do, you know?
I'm too drunk to walk, so I'm going to have to drive. But anyway, I digress. Welcome to the next segment of Feral or Fabulous, where we are going to try and stump Kelly Pearson. She's got her paddle, so you've got it ready.
Ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
I've got a bunch of interesting and weird things.
Okay.
And they're going to be different than last time. Okay. So, okay.
Bring it on.
Cereal.
Oh. Mmm. That is interesting. I ate a lot of cereal in college.
Okay.
But I think I ate too much.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm going to go feral. Oops, sorry.
Yes.
I'm going to go feral.
No, absolutely.
I'm just
same
not.
Same for me. I grew up soggy. On cereal. Mm-hmm. I ate cereal so much growing up, like literally all the time, every day. Yes. It was my go-to. And now.
Done.
There is not even one box of cereal in our home. And there has not been 4 years.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. And that was weird because before you could walk into my pantry and there would probably be 10 boxes of different cereals that were on rotation that I had all the time. And I think I OD'd on it and I just can't do it. So
I can't either.
Okay. Okay. So I
my girls like it, but
I think General Mills is probably struggling right now. I bet. Because I think we're not the only ones that are kind of like, you don't hear much about cereal anymore, do you?
Well, and it's expensive. It's like $8 for a box.
What?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
And there's all these sizes. It's like,
oh my gosh.
Family size, mega size. It's like, dude, just give me the
gigantic size.
Just give me, yeah.
Yeah. I just want a little bowl of grape nuts, you know?
Oh, I used to love grape nuts too. With a banana.
Not with a banana.
I like a banana in it.
I can't do a banana, but I'll do blueberries or something else like that. Yeah. But okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Jewelry.
Oh. In what realm?
Jewelry. And I have an idea of what you're going to say. And again, I could be totally wrong.
Yeah. So I like nice jewelry.
Okay.
But I don't really want my husband to spend money on it.
Okay. I did not have you pegged as a jewelry person.
Yeah, I'm really
and
not.
And I figured you were going to go feral.
Yeah.
Not to say that you didn't like it, well, but I just think you weren't, it's not your thing.
It's not my thing. I'm simple and plain Jane.
I have girlfriends that are like,
yeah,
jewelry is, they don't leave the house without jewelry. Like their jewelry is as important or even maybe more important, actually, than their wardrobe.
Oh, wow.
Like, they
no.
care about jewelry that much. Like, they want the diamond earrings.
Oh, no,
they
no, no.
Want that, they want to be dripping in jewels. No. You know what I mean? And so.
Not me. I have a couple of, what are those? Those permanent bracelets.
Tattoos?
No. Well, they're tattoo in jewelry form.
Or are you talking a pearl necklace? What are we talking here? I'm just asking.
No, so I have a couple of these. But other than that, and I mean, I don't know. I just, yeah, I'm going to go feral. I just.
I did not think you were going to be.
I'd rather use, like, if Graham's going to buy me like a diamond bracelet, I'd rather go on a trip.
Right. Understand. You want the memory. Right. You want the experience more than like, a material thing.
I could buy a knockoff of that on Amazon.
Sure. No, I get that. No. I totally get that.
Matt's laughing at me over here.
You could get an AI necklace.
Exactly. Well, and now there's all those like lab grown diamonds.
Oh, that's true. Which is,
like the new thing for these 23-year-olds.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
That can't keyboard.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's kind of like, I like it. Okay. I like my one piece of jewelry. Okay. And
cool.
I'm set.
Okay. No. Yeah. I'm same. Yeah. No, I think we're very simpatico on many things. So, okay. The show Friends.
Oh, you know, I'm more of a Seinfeld girl.
I swear. We are so similar. I swear. Yeah. You're like my sister from another mister, you know? I mean, it's so crazy. No, I feel the same way. Most of the people I know love Friends.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh my God, I love that show. I'm obsessed. I watch it all the time in reruns.
I would rather watch Seinfeld or Sex and the City.
I'd rather watch Paint Dry. I mean, I'm just saying. I love Jennifer Aniston.
I was just going to say, I love Jennifer Aniston.
I do too. I love her.
Love her hair. I love everything about her.
No, me too. I love her as an actress. Yes. I've loved her in other things. I just, the show Friends just does not resonate with me.
Same.
I'm not a fan. And even the other actors on the show, I appreciate and like.
Yes.
But for whatever reason, I could care less about Friends.
I'm with you.
Okay. Weird. I'm with you. Okay. That is so weird. Okay.
Yeah.
That's very odd. Okay. I don't know what the answer to this one's going to be. And I'm very curious.
Ooh.
Indian food.
Oh, okay. Fabulous.
Okay. Me too.
So here's the only thing. I guess I'm more Americanized Indian food.
Okay.
I'm not all the way there.
Understand. But still.
But still, I love it.
Okay. Me too.
I had a bad experience.
Did you get stung by a bee?
we can talk about that next.
Yes, exactly. Because I want to know about that.
No, I had a bad experience. I was pregnant, but hadn't told anybody at an Indian restaurant, that buffet. What is that? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hadn't told anybody. And I was so sick. So sick. And like, I could not
eat anything. Trust me. I get that.
And then being at the buffet and then it was just not good.
Yeah.
And so I think I have like PTSD.
I think pregnancy and buffets are not good. Not good. It's not a good combo.
Not good.
Yeah, I agree.
But Tarka, I will eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yes.
Leftover.
Yes. No, you know what?
Love it.
I just had, last night, we just had this, we had, Dave and I went to a good, in fact, Dr. Rama has been on the podcast a couple of times. He's a friend of the podcast as well. And his mother, Ronnie, she had her 95th birthday last night. It was yesterday. And so we went over there to celebrate, and they had food brought in from hashtag India. If you have not ever had hashtag India, it is crack. Literally, it is Indian crack. I'm telling you, it's a whole nother level of Indian food. It was fabulous.
Yeah.
Like, I would go back there, and they opened, here's the crazy thing. At 3 o'clock in the morning when I couldn't sleep, I looked up, they open at 8 a.m. and they close at midnight.
What?
I'm not kidding you. So I did not know that till 3 o'clock this morning.
What's I don't know. Do you know what a typical Indian breakfast is?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out because they are open from 8 a.m. till literally midnight.
Wow.
I don't even know of many restaurants that are open those hours.
No.
Much less the you know, to me, much less a specific food.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
Like, I can see a Denny's or something that's a more general, you know, but to be very specific.
Yeah.
Maybe even Mexican food. I can see, you know, like a
breakfast.
Exactly. And all, like a, what's the one I like? It used to be called El Taco Tote, and now there's something else. Anyway.
I know what you're talking about.
I can't think of it. But anyway, I just feel like that's crazy for Indian food. But it was amazing.
Okay. Hashtag India.
It's called hashtag India.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a thing.
I like Indian food.
So check it out. It's amazing.
Yes.
Okay. Lakes.
Oh.
Okay. Same.
I like going to the lake. I like being on a boat.
Yeah, me too. I like being on a boat, but I don't like a lake. But I want to hear about this.
Well, first of all, I don't like that if you're in the water, you can fish.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
Yes. But I'm less bothered by it in an ocean than I am by a lake.
Same. But you can get parasites in the lake.
True.
And that's why I don't like.
No, I it's more stagnant water. Yes. And I'm with you. I'm not a lake fan.
Me either.
I
like
a lake
going
fan.
And I like boating.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not a not a lake girl.
Absolutely. Me either. There's a lot of water moccasins and stuff that, depending on the lake.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh, no, mm-hmm. I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
So,
same. Okay. More of a beach girl than a lake girl.
Okay. Okay. And I know we were going to talk about this earlier and then I digressed and we didn't get to, but the last time you were on the podcast, we talked about you got stung by a bee.
Yes.
And so do you carry an EpiPen with you now? What's the scoop with that?
Well, I should.
Okay.
I should.
And you don't?
I don't.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe you don't have an EpiPen because you had a major reaction.
Yes. So I learned my lesson last weekend.
Do you have Benadryl with you?
I do.
Okay. Okay. Benadryl, all right. I'll give you a pass.
In my purse, in my car.
Okay. Okay.
Because
last time you had expired Benadryl that you didn't even have on you, but you had it at the house that you had to drive when you were in a coma.
Yes.
You know? You were in anaphylactic shock trying to drive home to get your expired Benadryl.
So this past, what was it? Friday. It's Friday.
That recently?
Yes. Battle of Flowers. So we're all home. My husband works downtown, and so he didn't go in. He stayed home.
Well, he's got to work downtown so that they can support your color printing.
By color printing.
Your color printing problem.
Exactly. So I had got a new hummingbird feeder. I love hummingbirds.
Okay, cool. Shout out to hummingbirds.
Hummingbirds.
And red cardinals.
Yes, love those.
I mean too.
So I was going to go hang it up. Yeah. I made new food, was going to go hang it up. And I'm walking on our patio and just lightning bolt on my leg. Lightning bolt. And I knew right away. Knew right away. And so I'd drop the hummingbird
thing.
And
was this a bee?
Yellow jacket.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And I saw it.
Yellow jackets are like fire.
It was awful. So yes. I go inside and Graham is taking a nap on the couch. I'm trying to think what we did the night before.
You're probably
I know, El Morro. Like, we probably were. Oh, actually, I think we might have been.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you're taking a nap on the couch.
That's the nap on the couch.
Yes. And Graham never naps. So that, yeah, must have been El Morro. And I was like, Graham, I just got bit by a yellow jacket. Like, I can't feel my leg. We have to. I'm like sweating. I'm like, we have to go. And he's like, oh, do you need me to drive you? I'm like, yes, I can't drive.
Yes. Yes.
And so I look like a total mess. I have no makeup on.
Did you pop a Benadryl?
So I, yes. Okay. I popped a Benadryl. Okay, good. Not expired.
Okay. Thank you.
Popped a Benadryl. I got an ice pack and it was on my leg. Got an ice pack. We load up the car and my girls are like, what's wrong, mommy?
Oh my They're gosh. Screaming. She's going to die of a wasp sting or a yellow jacket.
So I walk. He drops me off and drives off. I'm like, okay, bye. And so I walk into
the drive-through ER stay.
Yes. And so I went to the, it was like not a urgent care. It was like a rapid care emergency.
Sure.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Actually across from El Morro.
Okay.
And walk in and I'm like, I just got stung by a yellow jacket. I'm allergic.
Help me.
And she's like, okay, can I see your ID and insurance? And I'm like,
I'm getting ready to pass out and die on you like, and treat me.
I was like, it literally was 5 minutes ago. Like, I don't know. And she's like, okay, well, here's this paperwork and hands me a clipboard.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I cannot hold a pen right now. I was like, I do not know my birth date.
Yes.
Like, I just need to sit down and get some medicine.
Yes.
Like, I do not know what's going on.
Yes.
And she was like, okay, if you could go have a seat, I'll get a nurse. And I was like,
oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Oh my gosh. Next time, go to an ER.
Yes.
They will absolutely make sure that you are taken care of. Yes. You do not need to mess around with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I end up going, they come back, and it is like an ER, I guess, because there's rooms with like the sliding doors.
No, but it's not the official ER.
Right, true.
I'm going to give Methodist. Yes. I'm going to give Methodist a plug just because they're the most amazing hospital in San Antonio.
I agree.
Sorry for the other hospitals.
No, I love Methodist.
They're amazing.
They're the best.
Yes. No, absolutely. If you need any real estate, if you work at Methodist, I'm happy to help you.
Yeah, that's good.
Exactly. Why not?
But no, so they pumped me with prednisone. They marked it. It's still, you can kind of see it.
Oh my, I can see it from here.
The red.
I have terrible vision.
I'll send you the pictures. It was like,
oh no, I massive. Can see it from here. That's crazy.
Yeah. And then I was on the prescription for prednisone.
So, you were already?
No, they put me on a prescription.
Okay, I was going to say, that should have helped.
And actually about Methodist, it's funny. They were like, who's your primary care? And I was like, I really don't have a primary care because I see my thyroid doctor and my OB.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, we want to refer you. You need to go see someone.
Yes.
And so they said, what's your preferred hospital group? And I said, Methodist.
Duh. Yes, exactly.
Duh.
Yeah.
So anyways, I had to stay there for like 2 hours.
Okay. And so they treated you. They didn't give you IV Benadryl or anything like that? Or
no.
Did they give you?
So they gave me.
Did they give you an EpiPen?
Lots of pills. I have a prescription for one. Yes. Now.
Okay. You do.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But you didn't actually take one that day.
No.
Okay.
No,
okay, they were able to get it under control with the Benadryl and the steroids.
Yes.
They probably gave you a shot of steroids.
They did,
Yeah.
And I took like two oral pills.
Yeah, probably.
And then after that, I went to my my best friend.
Went to El Morro.
Her daughter, well.
It was across the street.
Close.
Right?
Her daughter was turning six, and so she had a pool party fiesta. And
oh,
so
perfect.
I showed up there and had a great time.
Awesome.
As I'm like laying in bed, in the hospital bed.
We're going to be a little late,
yes,
but make sure you have plenty of tequila left.
I know. I was texting my
Save
brother.
Me a shot.
My brother is a doctor, so I was texting my brother.
That's right. I forgot that.
Hey, so they just gave me this, and this. Can I have some champagne later? Like, is it going to be
can
okay?
Can I still partake in the party? I love it.
So.
You are my spirit animal in every sense. Oh my gosh. All the way down the line.
You're the best.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah. Okay. Yellow jackets, not a fan.
Okay. Last one.
Okay.
Snorkeling.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
No.
We are literally I think
that's 6 hardcore for feral.
Yes, that's amazing. Totally.
How do you breathe out of that thing?
Same. I don't want anything to do with snorkeling. No. That to me, people are like, look at these videos of us snorkeling. I'm like, that is awful. To me, that is not fun.
It's claustrophobic. I'd rather be
above the water, you know, shooting shots or, you know, having above some delicious food.
Above the water, yes, on a vessel. Absolutely. Or on land.
On a balcony.
Yeah.
On a balcony overlooking the ocean. Yes. I do not want to be snorkeling in the ocean while a stingray is stinging me.
Both. Yeah. Nope.
Okay.
No, I think fish are cool and pretty and stuff.
I getcha.
But that's what Planet Earth, the show, is for. You Absolutely. Know? I can see it on Planet Earth.
I agree. I don't All right.
know, you know.
Awesome. Well, you are fabulous for You're coming back
Thank
and
you for
being on
me.
Feral and Fabulous again and being a friend of the podcast.
Thank you.
So we will have you back on again. I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome.
So, and back on to your Vegas trip. You're planning it.
Vegas and South Dakota. I'm on it.
We're counting on it.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Cool. Thank you guys for joining us for another episode of Feral and Fabulous. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Keep on keeping on. Bye. Woo-hoo.